With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. A federal appeals court has upheld a Montana law that says judicial candidates cannot seek, accept, or use political endorsements in their campaigns. The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals today upheld a U.S. District Court ruling that found Montana has compelling interests in an impartial and independent judiciary. Eric Sell is a spokesperson for Montana Attorney General Tim Fox.
The people of Montana, through the legislature and through the Judicial Standards Commission, have deemed judicial candidates cannot accept partisan endorsement.
Judicial candidate Mark French had argued that the rule violated his First Amendment rights as he ran for Justice of the Peace in Sanders County. He was endorsed by the county's Republican Central Committee, which was chaired by his wife, but state law did not allow him to use the endorsement in his campaigning. Attorney General Tim Fox says he's pleased with the Ninth Circuit's decision to allow Montana to require its judicial elections be nonpartisan. The State Department of Corrections will soon need to minimize the number of state inmates being held in county jails while awaiting room in state facilities. If the state DOC does not have its jail population down to 250 inmates by January 1st, it will lose $1 million in state funding. The Billings Gazette reported that the state still needed to move 60 to 70 inmates out of county jails as of earlier this week. The $1 million penalty was included in the state budget bill passed by the 2017 legislature.
With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. A medical clinic in Missoula plans to charge patients a monthly fee for routine medical care starting in January. Cost Care plans to charge $70 a month for adults and $25 for children, with no additional charge for office visits. Co-founder Carol Bridges told the Missoulian that she hopes the clinic model will allow patients to save money by buying cheaper insurance that only covers catastrophic medical costs. She says in some cases, patients' issues can be handled over the phone. Montana Insurance Commissioner Matt Rosendale on Monday issued a memo saying direct primary care provider agreements are not insurance products and will not be regulated by his office. This new direct primary care provider monthly pricing model will be tested at Cost Care's Mullen Road location in Missoula. Another Cost Care Missoula clinic and one in Helena will continue to bill insurance. Montana firefighters are answering the call to help battle wildfires burning in Southern California. Several left last night and early this morning, including a crew from Columbus. Fire Chief Rich Cowger says the requests came through the Montana Department of Disaster and Emergency Services.
And then they put that out to, you know, all the local departments to see if there's anybody that has available staffing and equipment that can be sent down.
Cowger said there are 16 engines with crews headed to California. They represent 14 different agencies from Columbus, Red Lodge, and Big Sky, as well as the Flathead, Missoula City, and Missoula Rural. Columbus alone is sending 3 engines and 3 firefighters.
We'll just wish them well and be safe while they're down there, and then that they can help out, because we know those folks will come out and help us when we need it as well.
California is hoping its western neighbors can send an additional 200 firefighters and 50 engines. The crews are expected to be gone about 2 weeks. A federal jury in Montana has found a man guilty of strangling a woman, pouring gasoline on her, and setting her on fire, leading to her death more than 2 months later. Jurors deliberated for 2 hours today before finding 20-year-old DiMarzio Suede Sanchez guilty of first-degree murder in the June 2016 death of 28-year-old Roy Lynn Rideshorse. Sanchez faces a mandatory life sentence when he is sentenced on March 29th. The Interior Department said today it is delaying an Obama-era regulation aimed at restricting harmful methane emissions from oil and gas production on federal lands. A rule being published in the Federal Register delays the methane regulation until January 2019, saying the previous rule is overly burdensome to industry. The action marks at least the third time the Trump administration has moved to delay or set aside the Obama-era rule, which was imposed last year. The rule forces energy companies to capture methane that's burned off or flared at drilling sites because it pollutes the environment. An estimated $330 million a year in methane is wasted through leaks or intentional releases on federal lands. In a similar action, the Trump administration is angering environmental groups by rolling back a 2015 rule requiring trains carrying highly explosive liquids to have electronically controlled pneumatic brakes installed by 2021. The new systems were intended to help prevent fiery oil train wrecks, like the one that happened in Oregon in 2016.
With Montana News, I'm Matt Blois. Several University of Montana faculty members who sent a letter criticizing the rehiring of Bobby Hauk as head football coach received an angry email today from an athletic department employee who was not authorized to speak for the department. At the faculty senate meeting earlier this afternoon, Professor of Women's Studies Elizabeth Hubbell said four faculty members received an email with the subject line, "Should I stay or should I go?" from Kathleen O'Brien, an administrative assistant with the athletic department. In the email, O'Brien referenced upcoming cuts to the university faculty and staff and wondered why faculty members wouldn't be focused on their jobs. To Hubbell, that sounded like a threat. Hubbell and 27 other faculty members sent a letter dated December 1st to incoming President Seth Bodnar and Athletic Director Kent Haslam, calling the rehiring of Bobby Hauk a slap in the face because it sends a signal that the university values sports over student safety. At the meeting, Haslam said O'Brien wasn't authorized to speak for the department and said he hoped to strike a different tone. He apologized for the email and said that he and Hauk would be willing to come back and talk with the Faculty Senate about their concerns. I'm Matt Blois, Montana Public Radio.